If there is one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in their lives, it's got to be, why am I here? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, What on Earth Am I Here For? In these lessons, Rick will help us to discover the one-of-a-kind purpose that God has for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get the Life-Giving Study DVD and study kit for this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called, You Are Called to Become.
The Bible tells us that Moses spent so much time with God that one time he was up on Mount Sinai when he was getting the Ten Commandments, and he had spent months alone with God up on this mountain. And when he came down, he had spent so much time with God, he literally, the Bible says, the people said, he glowed. He had a presence about him that actually glowed. He'd been spent so much time with God. And for a while, he like wore a veil to kind of hide this glow. Now, the next verse says this. We don't have to worry about that. 2 Corinthians 3 says, all of us have had that veil removed. We don't have to wear a veil. So that we can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, as God's Spirit works within you day after day, we become, there's that word, third calling, we become more and more like him and reflect his glory even more. Now, I want you to circle a couple things. First, circle the phrase more and more. That means that in this race to maturity, to become a woman of God, to become a man of God, to become the person that God made you to be, not what your parents wanted you to be, but what God wanted you to be, it takes time. It's more and more. In other words, it's sequential. It is systematic. It is daily. It's one step at a time. It's a process. Becoming implies that it doesn't happen instantly. You see, all of us, what we want is a quick fix in our life. We want one thing that'll take away all of our problems and all of our hang-ups and all of our fears instantly. So we go around looking for that one book to read that'll change my life, that one message to listen to on a CD that'll change my life. We want to take a pill, find the magic bullet, have an experience that, boom, it's just going to instantly transform me, and all of a sudden, I love everybody. Nobody makes me impatient anymore. I'm just cool, copacetic, and I'm like Jesus. It isn't going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. There's instant mashed potatoes, okay? There's instant coffee. There is no instant spiritual maturity. It just doesn't happen. It takes time, one step at a time. And God, as I said, is never in a hurry. So as I spend time focusing on Jesus every day, it says we become more and more like him. And then it says, we reflect his glory. Circle that word, reflect. If you spend time with God, you're going to start reflecting the qualities of God, his love, his joy, his peace, his patience. This reflection has a biological basis in your brain. Scientists have discovered that inside your brain, you have what are called mirror neurons. A lot of study being done on this right now. Mirror neurons. And what the mirror neurons do is they allow you to feel what other people feel when you look at them. It's why you're able to empathize and sympathize with people. And so, for instance, if I were to yawn right now, half the church would start yawning. In fact, me just saying the word yawn makes some of you want to yawn. And your mirror neurons are firing. It's why when you go to a movie and you see somebody in a scary situation, your body gets scared. The mirror neurons are firing in your body. And when you see somebody win a game and they're celebrating, you feel that same joy. You didn't even play the game, but you felt it because your mirror neurons are enjoying the win that guy just had. It allows you to identify. And when somebody's sad, you feel sad. And if you're watching a movie and somebody gets kissed, you feel that. You feel good. You feel, what's it like to feel loved, to feel cherished, to feel embraced? Those are your mirror neurons at work. When you spend time with God and you focus on Him, your mirror neurons begin to reflect God's love, God's qualities in your life. You tend to see things the way He sees it, and you become more and more like Him. All right, number four. The fourth thing on the steps of finishing the race of life is this. When it gets hard, remember the reward. When life gets hard, you need to remember the reward. Now, as I said, this goal for God to make you the man He wants you to be, for God to make you the woman He wants you to become, it's a lifetime process. It's not a 50-yard dash. And so you're going to go through a lot of problems and pressures and trials and difficulties and ups and downs. And God's going to use it all to make you more like Jesus.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can. With the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 3 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, since God's number one goal is to make you like Christ, that's what He wants you. He wants you to be loved, He wants you to belong, and He wants you to become like Christ. Then it means God is going to take you, listen very closely. If God's going to make you like Jesus, He's going to take you through everything Jesus went through. Were there times when Jesus was lonely? Yes. Were there times when Jesus was criticized? Yes. Times when Jesus was betrayed? Yes. Were there times when Jesus was worn out with fatigue and yet had to keep going? Yes. Were there times when He was misunderstood? Yes. And if God did not spare His own Son those things, why do you think He would spare you? He won't. The next time you start to ask, why is this happening to me? You need to realize God wants to use it to build your attitude, to build your character. God wants to use it to make you like Christ. And instead of asking why, you need to say what. What do you want me to learn from this situation? The Bible says Jesus learned obedience through suffering. The Bible says Jesus was made complete through suffering. You're going to learn them the same way. So you shouldn't be surprised when problems come into your life, because this isn't the easy stage. That happens in eternity. In eternity, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more sadness, no more problems, no more difficulties. But right now, you're going to have all kinds of problems, because this is where you do the character development, where you're growing and you're becoming. And when life gets hard, you need to remember the rewards. Problems are part of the process. Let me show you some verses here on your outline. The next verse in Hebrews 12 says this, verse 2 and 3. Jesus did not give up when he's running His race because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for Him in heaven, He thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, because He knew the reward on the other side. And now He's seated at the right side of God's throne. So think of what He went through. and how he put up with so much hatred from sinners. So don't let yourselves become discouraged and give up. Say, you know, this is just part of the plan. The problems are part of the plan. Look at the next verse. Here's a great promise. 1 Peter chapter 5. After you suffer for a while, for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. That's a great promise. He will make you strong. He will support you. He will keep you from falling. That's good news when you're in the middle of a problem. He called you to share in the glory, in his glory. He called you to share in his glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. So we have short-term problems on earth for long-term glory in heaven. Now, God does not promise an easy life here on earth. He does promise reward in heaven for the things you learn from it if you become more and more like Christ. God, anybody who tells you life is easy is out of touch with reality. Fact is, life is hard. Everybody agree with that? Life is hard. It's not easy. Why? Because this isn't heaven. This is earth. Everything on this planet's broken. Is there pleasure on earth? Of course there is. Are there happy times on earth? Of course there are. Are there moments of joy on earth? Yes. Are there times when things are going great? Yes. But as a general rule, life is hard. You're not on the easy street. Everything in life you have to struggle for, you have to work for. It's not easy. This is intentional. And you're learning through the school of character development, the character that you're going to carry with you into heaven. The Bible says this. Look here on the screen. It's not on your outline. Romans chapter 8. Since we are his children, God's children, we will share in his treasures. In other words, we get the inheritance. If you're in a family, you inherit the family treasures. For everything God gives to his son, Christ, is ours too. What a deal. God owns everything in the universe. He says, we get to share it as children. But, here's the but. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. I don't like that part. Let's just cut that part out of the Bible, okay? You know, we'll just forget that part. No, it says, if you're going to share in his glory, then you're going to share in his suffering. No guts, no glory. No pain, no gain. And he said, this is part of life. Don't be surprised. And when life gets hard, you need to remember the reward. Now, this week, we're doing a memory verse every week. This week, we're going to memorize part of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. So let's put it up here on the screen. Romans 8, 28 says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, remember we say the verse, we say the address at the beginning, at the end. So let's read it aloud together. Romans 8, 28, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose, Romans 8, 28. Now, by the way, where does in the Bible does it say that all things work together for the good of those who love God? Romans 8, 28. And what does Romans 8, 28 say? In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And where is that? Romans 8, 28. Number five, the fifth step in the marathon to maturity is I must gather a team to run with me. I gather a team to run with me. Now, it's your race, and nobody can run your race, but people can support you in your race. And what is helpful is that in your life, at different stages of the race, you're going to need different people to run along with you. Nobody is going to run your entire life with you. Because even if you married, there were years that you didn't know that person. But at different stages in life, you have people running with you through life, helping you, encouraging you, supporting you. That's called a small group. If you don't have anybody running with you, you're not going to make it to the end of the race. You're going to give up, you're going to discourage, and you're not going to become the woman you were intended to be. You're not going to become the man God created you to be. You need some other people in your life who are encouraging you, spurring you on, helping you, run your race. You know, I've been to Africa many, many times. There's an old proverb in Africa that says, to run fast, run by yourself. But to run far, run with other people. See, I don't want you to just run fast and burn out. Every one of us know people who started off great in life, and they're nowhere to be found today. They had so much potential. They had so much ability. And you think, that guy, he's going somewhere. She is really going far. And you knew it. And where they are today, they're sidelined. They're doing nothing. They're wasting their life. Why? They didn't have anybody running with them. You need a small group. You need a few. You don't need 100 people running with you. You don't even need 10 people running with you. You need 3 or 4 running with you, who you're running with them and they're running with you, and you're supporting each other. When you feel like giving up, they keep you going. Hebrews chapter 10 says this. Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and to good deeds. Spur, that means encourage. How do we encourage each other to do the right thing? Let us not give up meeting together. He's talking about a small group. Let us not give up meeting together. I hope you're going to keep your small group after we finish this series, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another as you see the day is approaching. Why do some people not make it to the finish line? Why do we get stuck? Why do we stop growing? Why do we settle for second best and less than God's plan in our life? Why do we cop out and give up? One reason, fear. It's fear. And a lot of times, we don't even realize how fearful we are. But what we think is, I am so afraid of failing. I'm so afraid that I won't be able to measure up. I'm so afraid that I can't keep this commitment. I won't even try. And it is fear that causes you to miss God's best for your life. But when you belong to a small group, and that small group believes in you, and that small group loves you, then when you are beloved and you belong, you can become. And they give you the courage to do things. Having a small group who loves you unconditionally gives you the courage to start the race, gives you the courage to stay in the race, gives you the courage to finish the race, and gives you the courage to get up and start over when you've stumbled and really screwed it up. They say, you can do this. You can do it. Now, that is a safe place. When you get in a small group where people love you unconditionally, that doesn't happen overnight. A small group doesn't become safe in 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. It takes time. As you begin to learn to know these people, that you begin to trust them. You know their weaknesses. They know yours. You begin to be more open. You can say, I really had a tough time today. This really sucked in my life. And you begin to have more openness with them because you're safe, then you can grow. I am in a very safe small group, but it didn't happen overnight. We figured out this week that the group we started, that I'm in right now, we started during the campaign 50 Days of Love. I know those people like the back of my hand. I know their strengths, their weaknesses, and I know that if I were to get sick tonight at 3 a.m. in the morning, any one of them would get out of bed and take me to the hospital. Because I've done it for them, and they've done it for me, and we've been there for each other in the last 12 years through every major problem you can think of. And I said this before, I wouldn't be pastor of this church if it weren't for my small group. They've helped me through some very tough times. You need to gather a team to run with you. Okay, number 6, this is a big one. When you're running the race of life, you need to realize God is cheering me at every stage. I need to realize when I'm running a race of life to become the man or the woman God wants me to be, that God is cheering me at every stage of life. Some of you have the mistaken idea that God only smiles at you when you do things right, or that God only smiles at you once you've reached the finish line. Once you've arrived at maturity, then God is going to like you. But until you become spiritually mature, God doesn't have any time of day for you. You're dead wrong. Nobody shames a baby for not knowing how to read, you dumb, dumb baby. You don't expect a baby to be able to read. Nobody shames a 10-year-old for not knowing how to drive or balance a checkbook. You dumb 10-year-old. No. You know what is appropriate for that stage of growth. When my grandkids draw me a picture and they bring it to me, I say, that's perfect. Now, I'm not saying it's a Picasso. I'm saying it's perfect for that stage of their development. God smiles at you at every stage of your development. He's not waiting for you to get to a certain level of maturity before he says, you're okay. You're already okay in his eyes because Christ died for you. Nobody shames a baby for not being mature. And you need to not be ashamed at whatever stage of spiritual growth you are in right now. A lot of times we secretly think, man, I should be further along than this. Given my age, I should be a lot more mature. I shouldn't have these problems anymore. I mean, I'm this number of years old. Why am I still having this hang up? Why am I still having this problem? Why am I still having this difficulty? And we start shaming ourselves because we think God is ashamed of us. God is not ashamed of you. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can with the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 3 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from a listener named Joanne, who wanted to make sure that her neighbor understood what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. Now, I've edited Joanne's letter to help with the flow, but here's what she writes. Dear Pastor Rick, this morning my neighbor and I were listening for the second time to the last segment from the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit. Now, we've been going through this study for the last 8 weeks in a small group, but the two of us listened again to this segment because I wanted to make sure that my neighbor understood her salvation and that she had perfect assurance that she was saved, that there was no doubt in her mind. Well, we had a wonderful session as we watched you teach us how to have a relationship with Jesus and how to believe God's promises to know for sure that we are saved for eternity. Well, Pastor Rick, we bowed our heads as you led in that salvation prayer. And when the DVD was over, we reviewed what we had learned. And now my neighbor knows for absolute certainty that she's a child of God, she's saved, she's going to heaven. And next week, we're going to start the Healing Choices DVD study kit, which we're both very excited to start this new study. Well, Joanne, I am overwhelmed by your note, and thank you so much for taking the time to write me. I love reading these letters, for caring enough about your neighbor that you made extra sure that she understood the most important thing in life, how to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, how to follow him on a daily basis. So thank you for your encouragement. I'm glad I'm encouraging you, but you are encouraging me. And may God continue to use all the resources that Daily Hope produces to help you and others win our friends to Christ.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.